You are listening to Hotscast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in the heart of the storm. This is episode number 7 of Hotscast. We are your source for all things Heroes of the Storm, the forthcoming hero brawler game from Blizzard Entertainment. I am your host, Vincent, a.k.a. Rillandoon. With me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts, Kaylee, a.k.a. Charlissa.
Hi, everybody!
This is where you give it. You're not looking at the notes, are
you? Yes, I am looking at it right here! That was my abbreviated
hello. She
wasn't
following along.
Yeah, no, I totally am. Hey, guys.
She's been quick.
Missed you for the last 2 weeks. Definitely happy to be here, as usual. And don't forget to hug that turret.
Yay. That's right. Hug the turret. And Mike, a.k.a. Fimless.
Okay, I'm going to read exactly what you said here, okay? Same thing, quick hello, and puny quip such as, hi there, I call punny. Jungle. Oh, honey. Punny. Oh, punny. That should have two N's.
Punny.
That's puny.
Punny. I love puny, too.
That says
like,
puny. That says puny.
Is it, you know what?
Punny should have two
that's
N's.
That's a curse you autocorrect. Because
that's puny
Q-N-Y
quip.
I'm
saying
quip.
A puny
okay,
quip.
Pardon.
I call jungle.
All right, let's. Get
I don't
right
want
into
jungle.
News,
I
then.
Want. I want top. I call Teemo.
Bitterfeed.
You and your Teemo.
Woo, Teemo, Teemo. News. There's news.
You and your Teemo. There is news.
Okay, Dr. Mundo is fine too. I'll do that.
And now for the news.
Since last we spoke, the Heroes of the Storm developer Q&A numero dos took place on the 22nd of January over on the Heroes Twitch stream. Again, we had Kevin Cloaken Johnson, lead Heroes CM, leading the Q&A, talking with Dustin Browder, game designer, and Kaeo Milker, senior game designer, senior game producer. And
producer.
I made sure to put a little hyphen there because Kevin Cloaken was very specific that Kaeo is Hawaiian. So it is not Kaeo, as most people call him, is Kaeo. And that is just awesome. So I'm going to make sure
he's the big, he's the big boss. He's the big boss man. He's the producer dude.
He is the big boss man.
Big boss
he is
man.
The senior game producer. Yeah. Big boss man being.
He big boss man.
We've all watched the Q&A and read over the notes afterwards. The Fimless took. Thank you very much. There was some more gameplay. There was some more gameplay commentated by Day 9. We'll save to talk on that to later in the show, possibly. Real quick, just wanted to say Day 9, awesome guy, love him. But this definitely showed that my affection towards Husky being the best shoutcaster around is true, because Day 9, while very entertaining, was not nearly as good as commentating the Heroes match as Husky. So, jumping right into the Q&A discussion, Kaylee, what stood out to you?
You know, I really liked that they were focusing on maps and champ questions. I like that they were listening to the people, you know? It's really apparent to me the more and more that we get these Q&A sessions and the more press releases that we get that they really do care what everybody thinks about the game, and they really are trying to make it what everybody wants to play. And I love Blizzard for that. To be extremely generic.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. That's a perfect point. I mean, we've talked about this before. Blizzard's biggest criticism from the general public is also their biggest pro. You know, their biggest con is also the biggest pro. They make their games user-friendly. They make the barrier to entry next to nothing. They listen to their community. They do not take line in the sand stances on things where other gaming companies do. And because of that, their games end up being the most highly played games on the planet. Great example. And this one's going right towards Nevik, who is making fun of me in the chat for wiggling in my chair. Yes. Torchlight 2 is an excellent example. I forget the guy's name, but one of the lead designers, it's not Stoic, I was about to say Stoic, Runic, or the lead at Runic, who is a former former Blizzard exec, his line in the sand was that characters in that RPG, in Torchlight 2, which is very much a Diablo, it's a Diablo clone, they cannot re-roll, they can't respec like you can in Diablo. In Diablo 3, you can at any time change your talents whenever you want. There's a little bit of a cooldown on whatever particular spell you choose, but at any time you can completely reconfigure that character. And Nevik, you're in the chat, help me out with the guy's name. The guy from Runic said, no, this is old school RPG, no retuning, no respecking. That's it. That's how it's going to be. And for the first, 6 months of Torchlight 2, it made it very hard to play compared to Diablo 3 because you were locked in. And if you chose a spell that, 7 points into that spell later, you realize, I really don't like the spell, you're stuck. I mean, that's your character and it's there. Now you can go back and respec because of modding. That's one thing Runic did do that was cool, is allow modding, where Diablo 3 is not moddable. But, Blizzard's barrier to entry, next to nothing, and they listen to their community. People want to be able to have one character and continuously change that character throughout. And, we already see that kind of happening in Heroes. They're leaning towards that type of mentality. They're listening to us. They're listening to the community, and that's awesome. So I'm glad you pointed that out. I thought you would point out something like specific bullet line thing that they answered, but you picked something that's very cool about the overarching, thing that is Blizzard, the juggernaut that is, we love our community. How many people go to, exactly, how many people go to RiotCon every year?
They don't.
Is there a RiotCon?
They don't have one. No.
Is there a BlizzCon?
There is a BlizzCon.
But is there a BlizzCon? Yes. Woo, and do people BlizzCon. Save all year round and have a jar of change that's sitting on their dresser right over there that says "Do not open until BlizzCon"?
Maybe.
Because I do. I do.
Why are you in my room?
Because I'm literally saving my pennies to make sure I get back to BlizzCon, and that's.
I bet you've got one right there. Right there.
It's
right here.
Yeah, Milan's over there.
I don't know where I am on your screen, so I can't. It's over there.
I don't know. Who knows? Over there, to the south.
They did answer. You submitted a few questions, and they answered one of ours, but they also answered them. They answered one.
The worst of the four I submitted, by the way.
Yeah, but they answered them. They just didn't credit you with it. The other people had asked it. Like they asked about the talent.
Other people asked the same
system,
question. Yeah,
right. So they asked about talent system, more detail. And they said, really, they're currently redoing the talent system. Like they keep the nice thing is, and what you mm-hmm. like what you were saying is they're not afraid to iterate. They've been going through, and they said, you know what,
right?
This is what we decided. And I don't know if people got to see it or not, but he basically explained that in some ways it's a lot like the new thing in WoW, where you've got like tiers, and at each tier you pick one of those. So as you, quote, level up in your meta game, you gain a tier or whatever. And at that tier, you can pick one of however many talents at that tier. And it may be stats. It may be some cool new attack for that character that you get to pick at the, for your QWER or whatever during your leveling up, or another way of changing your attack or something like that. So that's the thing that they're trying to do. And then the cool thing they said is the way they designed the system, they made it so they can actually add these talents. And the way he put it is without it feeling, this is Dustin, without it feeling janky. And all, he likes janky. Have you noticed that? He likes that word janky.
He does like janky.
Yeah.
He uses it words
janky
a lot.
And awful. He didn't want it to be janky and awful. So that was
and the fact that they're mirroring that. Yeah, and the fact that they're mirroring the Warcraft, the WoW system is fantastic.
I mean, it's been successful.
I mean, it's an established system. Why start from scratch? I mean, they're using the StarCraft II engine. They're using the StarCraft II commentating modes, and they're building off of existing talent systems from WoW. They're using that model. Why not? I mean, they've got three of the most successful games on the planet. Use them. Use those resources.
Use the ideas from each of them. The same kinds of ideas from
absolutely.
All of them. you have experience. All these people probably worked on different parts of these games, and you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, these guys jump around from team to team like crazy.
Yep. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, question you asked them, and what he said, and
yeah. Actually, it was really cool. It was clear that Kevin was not picking the questions. He was getting like kind of a teleprompter pop up that, you know, somebody else was picking which questions they were going to answer. And I submitted four, and the one of the four that I submitted was, what is your current favorite hero to play? And as it popped up on the screen, he said, and he reads, he's very cool about this. I love this. As a CM, the guy's great, because he reads out everybody's Twitter handle, and then they share the screenshot of it on the screen. And he reads it out and he says, and this one's coming from at Hotcast, and he goes, "Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Thanks for the content." Like, it was cool. He gave us a little shout out. That was awesome. I appreciated that, certainly. And thank you guys for the content and for the game.
All right, let's do this. At Hotcast, what's up, guys? Thanks for all your content. Very cool.
Well, we haven't given us a game yet, so no thank you yet. You get it. Thank you.
You don't get a thank you. There's no game.
You don't have thank yous yet. Thanks for the shout out. Well, thank you for that.
Close beta keys?
Yeah. I think we got a bunch of like additional followers on Twitter after that. Like all of a sudden.
We did, Twitter and Twitch too, actually. Oh, yeah. A bunch of people started following us on Twitch and Twitter.
You guys should be watching us right now.
Yay!
They're not.
I liked Kaeo's response, by the way, where he'll, like in each build, like if something, he'll get really comfortable with a particular hero, and then all of a sudden something will get tweaked on another hero. He's like, "Oh, let me give that a try." Or something will come up in the town system that's changed, and then he like falls in love with that hero. And he just keeps working his way through. I love hearing that, because what that says to me is that every single hero is going to be so fun to play that you're not going to care. Like right now, I am scared to death to do in League the ARAM, just a random hero selection.
I want to try that.
I don't want to end up with a hero I hate, or a champion that I hate. It's like,
I don't want to end up with a hero I have no idea how to do it.
ARAM. Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure. I figured, but I wasn't sure. But in Heroes, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. I think every single hero is going to be so fun to play that it doesn't matter. So that was cool to hear that. And then Dustin, I forget what Dustin's response
he was. Said he enjoyed he was enjoying the diversity, but he said Sergeant Hammer. He really likes playing Sergeant Hammer. And but when he doesn't want to think, he plays Raynor. Sergeant Hammer is from StarCraft 2. It's just a guy in a big tank. The siege tank. He's a siege tank dude, Sergeant Hammer. I think it's from the books, maybe, or I don't remember if it's from StarCraft specifically. Okay. Maybe Nevik remembers or knows, or if not, I don't know. But he's in a big siege tank. He's StarCraft a siege tank dude.
Very poorly.
Yeah, he's in the he's big siege tank. Okay. And he might be from StarCraft 1. I don't remember. That was a really long time ago. And but I also, StarCraft I have the mangas, like some of the mangas from StarCraft. So he may be in one of those, maybe.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I mean, do you have Very a big nice. Universe of that stuff? So, and there's also all of these books for StarCraft. So who knows? I've read a few of them.
Yeah. So, I think they have just a straight comic too. Not even a manga. I think they have a straight American comic.
Yeah, there might be. But I don't think I think that
there
one
was out. A series that went out.
Oh, could be. Yeah, there usually is.
I don't know.
Hey, I want to.
But yeah, he said Sergeant Hammer and then Raynor.
Go ahead.
Piggyback. Oh, no. Yeah, no, I wanted to piggyback on another thing on the Q&A that I liked. About Raynor.
As far as
talking about heroes, I liked the question, how many specialist heroes is it feasible to have on your team? That makes me think about yes, I have him too, he's awesome.
It's Raynor.
That makes me think about, you know, I know we compare to other MOBAs a lot, but thinking on League of Legends, where you've got certain champs that are better in certain lanes, and you've got people who troll and they're like, "Well, I want to play this, so I'm auto-locking. I don't care if you called it or not." And then you get two people who play the same champ class. And, you know, they're saying here that, for example, with specialist heroes, it's really only feasible to have one or two generally. So I'm wondering if that's going to be like the new way to troll in
Hots. It could be. One of the things he did say, though, is you can actually spec more for different things. Like, you could spec more for offense. Like, he was saying Uther, who generally is healing, he can heal people based on attack damage. So therefore, you could you're just still hitting everything and killing everything, but that's also healing people also. So I think it sounds like more than likely, knowing Blizzard, they're going to end up making like every hero able to basically do whatever in many ways. Maybe not heal
so
and whatever and whatnot for the big damage, but yeah, everybody's a druid.
Everybody's a druid.
But or a paladin, one of the two. So, you know, it just depends how you go about it. I think that's going to be a lot of the differences is how do you go about doing your damage? How do you go about doing all the other things? Now, you could have an issue like everybody picks a carry. Then maybe you'll have no healing and maybe you don't need it. Maybe you guys will just steamroll through everything. You know, you pick up enough, you know, XP, all of a sudden you're steamrolling through everything and you'll win. And maybe that's a good strategy. But I agree with you in certain aspects. I mean, it's just, you know, I've been in so many league solo queue matches where we have like no support, where we have no jungle, we have no, you know, it's just like we have 380 carries and you're like, but
right.
You end up losing usually, but
right.
You know, it's like, yeah, none of you are going to do very well.
And you end up losing 47 to 58 minutes later.
Yeah, exactly. And yet it's still like 52 to 12 kills.
Whereas in Heroes, you'll lose
15
minutes
later. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, you can surrender, but then you've got two people who always don't want to surrender, so forget it. But anyway, so I think you're always going to have that kind of thing, especially if you queue solo. But obviously, all of these games are better with friends and with groups that you know. So I think, you know,
always, yeah.
Yes, you can have those things generally, but once you have a group of friends, which I believe we're going to have a lot more of given the we all kind of have a lot more friends, at least I do, in WoW and,
definitely,
you know, Battle.net and whatever, and can make those a lot
that's
easier.
That's right there, Battle.net.
I think that's going to be the big thing.
Yes.
So you could be
and
like on the game
net
and go,
hey,
you're playing WoW right now. Would you like to jump in on a game of Heroes with us? Yeah, sure. Great.
Yeah.
And they'll come over and play.
Right.
Or you could be
and
like,
they don't have to be playing
friends
to get us in there. Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah,
start inviting
you
every
your friends,
person.
Absolutely.
And then say, ha, I'm taking this.
Yes.
But yeah.
And first of all, I just, Blizzard, the Battle.net launcher, dude, bravo.
Yes.
Well, I love it. I
If I can
it.
Talk to my friends,
bravo.
That would be just the only thing that would make it better.
That would be nice. Yeah, that would be nice.
Check.
Yeah, and they said that's coming, the cross chat and everything. Yeah, yeah, but it's awesome. Bravo, very very good.
Yeah.
Trying to think of some of the other.
They did say
other,
something about special
interaction
about between different heroes, which was kind of cool.
Yes,
like banter. And
they particularly mentioned banter, right? Yep. And that's
when you kill somebody.
We love that stuff. I mean, as gamers, like, we just love those silly little touches.
Easter eggs.
You know, just the little lines. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. You know, like Annie, who, you know, when she's tramping through the lanes and talking about, was it Quivers or Bear or whatever?
Tibbers.
You know.
Tibbers.
Tibbers, that's it. Tibbers, yeah.
Tibbers.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just, we love that stuff. We love that stuff. So,
yeah.
And to have, oh, great example from Blizzard. It is so fun on each of the classes in Diablo 3 to play as both male and female and mix up your
companion.
Oh my god, never count me. Not companion. No, it's not
mercenary.
Companion. That's not what they call them. No.
Whatever it's called. It doesn't matter.
What is the term?
You gotta wait for the delay.
It doesn't matter.
Mercenary,
but it does. Yes, never go let us know. It's not, but whatever it is, like you mix up the Templar or the Scoundrel or the Enchantress trick, whatever she is. Mm-hmm. As you play through on each of them, just listening to how they talk to each other back and forth is hilarious. I mean, some of the lines that come on between the three.
Actually, what's really funny is when you have one of them,
I love
and
that.
Then you get that one, like during the game when you play through again and you have one. And then you get that one. There's
you're
with you,
the
and they talk to
where
each
that
other.
One comes up. Yes,
it's pretty funny. They'll talk
yes.
to each other.
It's hilarious. It's wonderful. I love
it's
that.
Like, don't trust him. It's
one
like
of
the
funniest
scoundrels telling
things
you not to trust the scoundrel. It's pretty funny.
That's just a scoundrel, right?
Yeah.
One of the funniest things in all of Diablo 3 is when the male barbarian, if you have the enchantress or the sorceress?
I think so.
I don't even remember.
I thought it was the enchantress. Nevik's not paying attention because he would have answered this.
Probably the enchantress. He's not. Yeah. At one point, like, she's asking him a line of questions And then he starts to get very uncomfortable, and basically he's getting to the point, like, don't ask me any dating advice. Like, it's kind of getting to that point where he's basically saying, like, please stop talking to me about this. Like, it's either like dating advice or even like PMS related. Like, he's making sure, like, the male barbarian's making sure she doesn't ask him that next question. I love that stuff. And Blizzard, their writers are outstanding with that. So I cannot wait to see what they come up with in terms of banter between, like, when Rainer and Kerrigan are waiting there, you know, waiting for the wall to drop so they can rush out on the field. What are they going to say to one another? You know, what is
and they're going
the Lich
to,
King
because,
going to say to
yeah.
Diablo?
Yep. Especially when they're in the same universe, they're talking about specific things. But I'm sure that they're going to give out.
Especially,
more of that,
yeah, right. Specifically
fine.
In the same universe. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That will be awesome.
Like if Nova gets a kill shot on whatever the zealot dude's name is, you know, she's going to talk smack to him or something along those lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Zeratul. Thank you.
Yeah. 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 I do know some.
No, he's definitely not paying attention because.
StarCraft lore. Yeah, I guess he's busy. One of the other things they asked was maps for less or more players in 5v5, and they said that sounds like a great idea, and right now they don't have anything in the works, right. But that's a future thing. Plus, remember, they did say they are absolutely planning on opening up the editor for people to make things like StarCraft 2 to do your own maps or your own play game styles and all that stuff. So yes. I could very much see somebody doing a 1v1 single lane map thing or whatever, and doing 3v3s or a 10v10, right. Or, you know, as long as the engine will support it at when that happens, then the editor will be able to handle that. And I think that's going to be really cool. See, what I'm most interested in, and they really did, they said there's four maps. It's the four that we've seen and talked about, and that's what they're sticking with right now. But the beauty of this whole thing is this whole idea of the Nexus, and it's like all these different things. So if you look right now at the four maps, they're really kind of in the same universe, right? They're really the same similar, place. And remember when they were going over it, it was like, here's a really big map, and we're going to make this huge map, and then, well, we're going to break it up into four different places. So that's what they ended up doing. So it's still the same kind of universe. It's not WoW, it's their own little universe. But I'm ready for, you know, we're going to get in space places, or, you know, more like in hell for Diablo, or in heaven, or not exactly those places, but similar locales. And that's going to be really, really cool. Because that's something Blizzard, I don't know, I'm mixing up all the words here, Blizzard can come out with, and that's where they can move forward in the game, is not just giving us new heroes, but giving these new battlegrounds. It's going to be really cool and really interesting to keep interest in the game going, because I think that's going to be big for
So heroes. Right now we've got Warsong Gulch, Arathi Basin, and Altrek Valley, and you're looking forward to Eye of the Storm coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So but it's the idea. I mean, they're all battlegrounds, and that's the idea of it. I mean, they even named them battlegrounds, so
right. And I love that they're taking inspiration from that, because I mean, WoW, their battlegrounds were, I mean,
you
say
have
what you will about
many years
certain battlegrounds,
of them working on those
oh
things.
My
so
gosh,
they
yes.
know how to do that.
Yeah. And from us old school players, going back to the days of 48-hour Alterac Valley battles,
yep.
Not doing
you
that.
Know, we love that stuff. Oh my god,
it will not
great.
Be 48-hour.
More like a love game.
I love being able. Oh, I
yeah. You
love
would log
that.
Out for the night, then log back in, and get back night. In, and you'd be in the same one.
Yeah, Friday night you start in Alterac Valley. Sunday morning you log in. It's the same Alterac Valley. Oh, it's great. Oh, I loved it. It's so good.
It's crazy. Crazy.
And in those days I played a healing priest, which, I mean, talk about a character that just got slaughtered in AV, a holy priest.
Target.
Yes. I got smart in TBC and started playing a rogue. Oh, there Shadow Step.
A rouge. Oh. As everyone likes to say in trade.
A rogue. It's a rogue.
Oh, God.
Because nobody can spell.
I always got on people for that. As soon as I saw that pop up in any chat, like, it's rogue.
I'm a total grammar Nazi. Oh my gosh, trade chat hates me.
I was always just big on correcting people about rogues, because rogues are, of course, the best class in the game.
Of course. What else do they have here in the questions? They asked about stealth mechanics, and he said that there is, you will, it's almost the predator type, I think is what really the idea is, you know, that where you, it's kind of, you can see mm-hmm. it, but not, but he said that they were thinking, well, that's not really stealth. But in the end, he said, when you're in there, you really don't, you can't see it. Like, you don't notice that guy stealthing right. around. You can't really. And if you do, great. Then you, you know, you get a little leg up. But generally, they said, like Romulan Bird of Prey is what they were saying. Yeah. So, but there's only one type of stealth, and that's it. So,
right. That's
what
fine.
What else was there?
Nothing wrong with that.
Skins. They said some skins will have different spell animations, maybe. That was right. a question. Then what we were kind of talking about, which was the someone said they really enjoy WoW Battlegrounds. However, MOBAs never stuck with me. Will Heroes be able to bridge that gap? And they said unequivocally, yes, really loudly. In all caps.
Absolutely.
They are trying to make yes. a game that appeals to as many people as they can. Surprise, surprise. It's Blizzard. You know, as broad appeal Blizzard. As they can. Yeah. So that's good. Yes. I mean, and as we have and talked about before, like. That's good and bad, depending on who you are. Obviously, right. if you
it's
were...
It's their biggest pro, it's their biggest con.
Exactly. So, I mean, but knowing Blizzard, I would not be surprised if in the end, it actually, they succeed in catering to a lot of people. I think there'll be a very small amount of people who really don't like whatever it is, and that's fine. But I think you're going to get some of the hardcore people, and they're going to have something for them. And then you're going to have the more casual people, and there's going to be something for them, and then everywhere in between. As long as they have good matchmaking and that kind of thing. And I think you're going to really see in the end, they're going to have something for everybody. So we shall see it.
There is a really small amount of people that hate everything.
Of course.
And when I say everything, everything, there is a small amount of people that hate anything. Anything you can name, there is always a small amount of people that absolutely hate it.
People, I totally know one of those people.
Yeah, are you pointing
no,
at me?
No, I'm pointing no, over my monitor
someone,
at the
someone
person.
Over on the other side of her
room. Oh, over the monitor. Yes, over there.
Person on yes. the other side of her room.
I mean, there's always going to be that vocal minority that just loves to bitch and moan about anything. Literally anything. I mean, you hand them a pile of gold and they'll complain about
it's
it.
It's too heavy.
It's too heavy.
Either not enough gold. It came too easy.
It's too heavy. Too bright.
You know, I'm gonna carry gold. I didn't want gold. I wanted bitcoins.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's always somebody who's gonna complain. And unfortunately, the vocal minority is always louder than the non-vocal majority.
That's the
so
whole part.
Screw
of
you, vocal minority. And
you know what? I can't wait for.
We need a
I
vocal
can't wait
majority.
For the competitive HOTS teams to play like. MLG style. That's going to
yes.
be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
I'm
the LCS.
Love watching those.
I'm like so
yes.
into
Heroes
that stupid LCS still.
As a competitive like esport. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that was actually, I was thinking of that when I was watching the Q&A. I'm like, oh, that would have been a good question is, you know, what, if any, do they already have plans? Because remember, they didn't they get an esports group or something? Didn't they buy one or something to join with them or something? I thought they did. And so...
what do you...
Blizzard. I think Blizzard bought
like
an esports
team
group.
Or
no, like a casters and stuff, like a group that does this. It's the StarCraft people, I think. They do a lot of the StarCraft, their main StarCraft ones. They have people that are like there, they
oh, I don't
own
know.
The group or something. I don't know. I thought I remember reading that a long time ago. But so, you know, I would wonder what their plans are already because I don't think it's a bad idea to start ahead of time. You know, they have all these StarCraft tournaments. They have the Invitational. They have this and that. Are there plans already in to have that kind of thing, to have a HOTS Invitational or, you know, a championship or whatever? Mm-hmm. It would be cool to know, you know.
You know
what
I should reach out to? What's her name? Kim? Kim Foon? Is that her name?
I think
she's the esports person of their
yeah.
Blizzard.
Oh, that's yeah.
See, I think that's who I was talking about. Yeah. So, I mean, that might be to be
yeah.
worth it.
She actually, I don't know if you guys have about.me pages. You get like a weekly like dashboard update from about.me. And in my one this week, she actually viewed my it tells you who viewed your page. She mm-hmm. viewed my about.me page. I was like, huh, that's interesting. There's a, strange little connection there.
Well,
so,
you know what's funny?
See, maybe I...
Hey, you know, this, you know yeah, I just I found mean, an article yeah. from September 18th. I just found an article from September 18th on Joystick, where Blizzard was hiring an esports director for All-Stars, which was the name of the game.
For All-Stars?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they were hiring an esports director for that. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
So we're already...
Yeah, I think they're going to go full-blown esports.
Because Kevin Warcraft Johnson, League, I think, is like part of Blizzard esports. Cloaken, he's part of the esports thing.
Cloaken?
Yeah, because he's saying here... Here, we are, I'm looking at a Reddit StarCraft. We are Kim Fan and Kevin Johnson of the Blizzard Esports and Community team. Well, maybe and Community, I don't know, whatever. But they had I don't know what they had. They had an Ask Us Anything. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, Kim Fan is the one you were talking about. And then Cloaken is the one that's been doing the other stuff. So... Yeah, here we go. They took Blizzard invests in esports, take reins of IPL from IGN. They bought IPL, which is the esports stuff from IGN. See, I knew I read something about that.
Okay.
This is a Forbes thing. Ziff Davis.
But I thought Kim Fan, I thought she's been working at Blizzard for a while.
Well, I don't know if she was from that, but they do have a. They now they do
because I remember her from BlizzCon 2011.
Staff tech and assets of IPL. So that's what they did. They bought IPL. So that's broadcasting.
Okay.
They actually do. Right. They used to do League of Legends. I don't know if they're still doing League of Legends.
I doubt it.
So, Indeed No More. They said it seems a low portion of IPL is Indeed No More, and Blizzard will be using IPL for StarCraft, similar to what Riot is doing with the LCS for League. Ta-da. There you go. See? Look
nice.
At that. And hopefully they
so
will also be using
pretty much
it for
anticipate that.
Heroes. Yeah. That's what I
for
think.
For Heroes. I'm sure they will. Of course.
The
I mean, it's building off of the backbone of StarCraft.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Definitely. Oh, exactly.
Sorry, Kelly?
No, exactly. I was going to say they may as well because, you know, it's going to be ridiculous.
Right.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah.
And they did actually talk about the ability for commentators to customize what you know their commentary
well I guess StarCraft you can
of
do
the
that.
Game like they can in StarCraft too
yeah StarCraft
yes they can and that's
thing,
what they
yeah.
talked about the yeah, engine
so if you want
the engine allows for that
and whatever you can do that so
exactly kind of right
very cool
and they'll allow that for HOTS as well for Heroes which is awesome. I told you my plan is to be doing is to start commentating. I've been wanting to. And I even was tempted to do it for StarCraft, even though I suck so bad at StarCraft. But now that Heroes is coming, it's on. It is on.
There you go.
So, yeah. I think we covered everything that stood out to me.
Yeah, that was everything in my notes.
Does anybody else remember anything? Yeah.
The
I don't remember anything else. Yeah, I think that's pretty much from the Q&A. We made sure to talk about the shout out there from Cloaken at the beginning. So again, Kevin, really appreciate that. And also I've been speaking to him and it looks like we're going to be having him on the show, hopefully very soon. And possibly some other members of the team as well. He gave me another contact there on the team for Heroes named Brandon. What's up, Brandon? Hope you're listening. How you doing?
Hi, Brandon.
So
maybe someone from the
we'll
esports stuff too.
From...
We can talk to them about the maybe. Esports aspect of it and what they're planning and ideas
absolutely.
And stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Like
I said,
I'm watching this LCS thing
and
I'm like going crazy
get...
with wanting to play LOL because of LCS and wanting to play Heroes and it's like taking over my life.
Dude, I've been watching.
It's
I've
fun.
Been watching
it's
Huskies
watch.
StarCraft commentating yeah. since before I owned StarCraft. Before
yeah,
I bought,
yeah.
I bought StarCraft 2 like way late into StarCraft yep. in the Wings of Liberty. I was still watching his StarCraft 2 matches because it's just so fun to watch it. Like it's just so great.
Yeah,
you know. So
well, I was
yeah,
talking
exactly.
to
but, like
Zabina.
I said, I'll see if I can reach out to
yeah.
Kim and
yeah, I was talking to Zabina and I finally got her to watch one of the LCS matches today, and she's like, I can see why you really want to play
nice.
League after you watch. One of these because it really gets you pumped up. And the cool thing is, especially after you've started playing one of these games and you kind of understand it a little bit, once you get that little bit, then watch this because the commentators explain what's going on, why people are doing this, why they're doing that, why do you do this kind of thing, what this particular champion right. has over this particular, and he can do this, and he's got good this, and whatever, and oh, they're building one of these things, you know, and so you get into that, and you're like, oh, I want to go look at what that was, and then, you know, you learn a little bit more about these champions or those champions, and you kind of, when you see a new one, you're like, ooh, what do they do, and you get to watch them, and that's really, and you get to watch a person who really knows how to play that guy. And kind of gives you a good idea of like, okay, that's what that can do at like max level. So now what can I do with it? Right. And you know, it really gets you excited to play the game. And then you get in there and people yell at you for doing stupid stuff. And you know,
I didn't yell that right, much. Okay. Come on.
No, you said, are you okay up there? It's pretty funny. She asked me if I was okay. I'm like, I think I was Mundo in the top lane or something. And I was, you're like, are you doing okay up there? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Well, I hadn't no heard problem. From him all
she
match.
She did yell at me to hug the turret a lot.
Yeah.
I did keep hearing.
Hug the turret.
Yeah.
Real, hug the turret.
Yeah, real, you're
real,
dying
what are you
again,
doing?
Real.
Hug the turret.
Real, you're dying again, Real.
I do. Real. I do have a tendency to just
you get killed
rush,
by the turret.
Rush in a little more than I should.
More than anybody
I have
I
been.
Know.
There were a few times where I got killed by turrets.
And... I had a lot of fun playing with a bunch of lobby levels because I annihilated them, and it made me feel really good about myself.
Oh, it always makes yeah, you feel good. Awesome. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, it's nice. I love.
Sorry,
it.
No, lobbies. Sorry.
No. It's like going into an LFR with a bunch of undergeared people and you're decked out in full heroic gear and you're just like, yeah, I just tripled your DPS. What's up?
Exactly. Anyway.
Or
yeah, so
single
if we
healing
Kim
at 25,
or,
man.
Yeah. Or whoever we can get on would be awesome because I'd like to talk yeah. to them about this kind of stuff. Good to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
We can let all our listeners know what's going
yeah.
on, too.
At wow, some point, too, I want to start hearing about music. I want to start hearing about the music because music is a huge part of Blizzard games. I mean, StarCraft II's music, amazing. WoW's music, amazing. Diablo, amazing. I mean, Russell Brower, like, you know, there is like the Pope and then there's Russell Brower. You're like up here. You know what I mean? Like that man is amazing.
Closer to God.
So,
I agree with you.
I he is one step closer to God than the Pope. Yes. And I'm Catholic, so I'm putting Russell Brower up here above the Pope. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing what kind of music we're going to get out of Heroes and the different, you know, different battlegrounds, how they'll vary. I think we've pretty much talked all the Q&A that we can talk. So now we are going to move into our brand new segment.
Heroes 101.
We've realized that we've been doing a lot of comparing and contrasting of Heroes to things like League of Legends and Dota 2, really assuming that listeners and future players of Heroes will have played those games. However, as we've been talking throughout the show, most of Blizzard's games are so easy to get into, the barrier of entry so low, that particularly because it's a Blizzard title, this is going to draw people in that are brand new to the MOBA genre from all of their existing games. Like they've done with all their games. You know, for many people, Diablo was their very first ARPG. StarCraft was their first RTS. Hearthstone was their first CCG. Hearthstone was certainly my first CCG, and that's why I get my butt handed to me steadily on a regular basis in Hearthstone. And why I still have the two first quests I got for winning as a druid or winning as a rogue still in my quest log. Because I have not been able to do that since
now.
The launch of the beta. And I got in the first round of the beta, so... Oh, did they get rid of that?
You can actually throw away one quest per day now. So if you want to get rid of
yes.
it, you just click the X and get
awesome.
A new one. But then it'll give you, like,
day.
Win
yes.
five times with a druid. Like, you'll get rid of the win two times, it'll give you, like, win five times. You're like,
oh. Oh, well, shut. Okay, great. So, Heroes 101 is our way of working through a specific talking point each week. Sometimes two or even three. It depends on how much time we have and obviously by how much news happened in those weeks leading up to that show. That's how many we'll get to. And that will hopefully get you, the listener and future players of Heroes, ready for battling it out in the Nexus. First up for Heroes 101 is defining the class types, which you can see on the Heroes website, heroesofthestorm.com. which we will link in the show notes, of course, and letting you know just what those definitions mean, what those class types mean, and how they will play and feel in the game. We'll begin by tackling the Assassin class type.
Yes, the Hero's Sight defines the Assassin as Assassins, like Kerrigan, deal tremendous damage and can pick off unsuspecting enemies, but must choose their battles carefully as they can dish more than they can take.
So those coming from World of Warcraft will think immediately, oh, like a rogue, but not necessarily.
Like a rogue.
Because Assassins can be casters, ranged, and melee.
Yeah, definitely the big thing to note for the Assassin type, they are capable of dishing out high levels of damage very quickly, but they cannot stand up well to steady or multiple forms of incoming damage. So it's kind of like if you're familiar with, League, I'll throw that out there, like an ADC. You're really squishy. You can do a lot of damage, but you're really squishy, so you can't overextend yourself.
Yep.
The familiar term to most gamers will be glass cannon.
Yep.
You're not a tank. You're not going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with anybody, but if you can get the advantage, get the upper hand, come in towards the end of the fight, allow your more tanky class to get in there and start the fight, and then you come in from an angle from the side, so to speak, you're going to be able to annihilate the person very quickly. However, if you get caught, you know, getting chased down by two characters, three characters, you're in trouble. So you have to be very careful how you're going to pick those battles. And that's what the Assassin type is. So you have to be very clever in the way you play. You have to play off of not only your teammates, but your surroundings. You know, use any hidden points, any way of hiding in the brush. Line of sight, I'm sure, will be a big thing. In League, they call them turrets. In Heroes, it's the towers. They are firing on the enemy. If you can hug that turret, like Char likes to yell at me, and still be able to fire off from there, that's what the Assassin type is going to do. Now, they mentioned Kerrigan as being one of the Assassins in that Assassin type, and the Heroes are going to fall within these four categories. And we're going to talk about it more in depth as the weeks progress throughout each show. But this one I wanted to focus specifically on Assassins. So again, it's your glass cannons. It's, you know, the character that if you play it well strategically, you know, you don't just rush into battle. You're not a warrior. You don't hit charge and run right into battle. You play it strategically. You can annihilate people, but at the same time, you can be annihilated as well. True glass cannon. And again, ranged, melee, and caster. You know, don't just think because it says assassin that it's a rogue. It is a, you know, toe-to-toe dagger wielding character only. You know, this is any of those three can end up being in the assassin type. That's actually kind of one of the cool things. And now, you know, obviously Heroes is moving away from the MOBA. They don't want to use that term. They're calling it a hero brawler. But in that terminology, in that game style, just because somebody is a caster doesn't mean they're only this or only that. Or if they're ranged, they're only this or only that. You can kind of play around with it. For instance, the Night Elf, what's her name? Whisperwind, help me out. Tyrande Whisperwind. She is, yes, she is a ranged, but she's also a healer. So she's support. You can actually spec her as a healer. So that's what I'm getting at is, you know, you can't just look at somebody as ranged means DPS or caster means DPS. Not that way. Also, you know, melee doesn't always mean, you know, fighter either, because Uther is a melee but also support. He can be spec'd as a full healer, full out healer. So that's what we're trying to get at, is what to expect by these types, by these class types. Assassin is probably the easiest one to define. Glass cannon is basically what you're looking at. So you really have to play smart with the assassin. But if you build it right and you play it right, you're capable of really dishing out and devastating people. So, anything you guys wanted to add to that?
Assassins are my favorite class. That's what I always play.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to ask. That's your favorite? Is the assassin
type?
Yeah,
pretty much nine times out of 10.
I tend not to play the assassins too much.
Yeah. They do. The one thing to realize also in Heroes, they have the four classes, which isn't exactly the same lineup as like League has or Dota 2 has or whatever. I know League has, like Marksman and Assassin also, but Assassin really is kind of that combination of the Marksman, Mage, and Assassin types, if you want to kind of combine those up. As far as I could tell, that's really where they're going. Now.
They're making it simpler. Right.
Yeah, they're simplifying it. They're kind of combining those up. It really is not any different than what League has. They're just combining to one name as opposed to having the three different names. So I think that's really where...
Right.
Because they kind of all mean the same thing. Although you do have some like more tanky mages and maybe some more tanky marksmen. You also probably have more tanky assassins on the things and some that are kind of combined a little bit. Because it's otherwise, everyone's not going to be just as breakable as... the most, but you're probably going to see like the bars, more damage, more tank, and then just adjust. So everybody's kind of at that equal thing. So nobody is going to be way more powerful than anybody else. So one thing I did want to, if we're done with that, one thing I did want to mention, one thing that I noticed in the Heroes website. If you have any new and original Heroes fan art, if you are an artist and you've been developing some fan art, Blizzard wants to get a hold of it. They have an email set up, fanart@blizzard.com, and they would like to help showcase your talents right there on the official Heroes of the Storm community site. So send in your art to fanart@blizzard.com. I know, or you can send it to us too.
We love you, Blizzard.
That'd be cool. Yeah, send it to us.
Yeah, send us some fan art. We'll feature it on the website.
Yeah, or we'll show it on the website. Absolutely. The video. Ooh, look.
There you go. We'll print it out.
And go, look at that.
At work, so we use their ink.
Maybe we do a fan art contest.
Ooh. Yeah, our last contest worked so well, so we can go
ahead and talk about that now. Okay.
Yeah, right now we are. It's time. Go.
Oh, my bad.
It is time. Yes.
Look at that.
You know what? Good point.
It says it right there.
And with that, actually, we'll go on to the wrap up. And first, we want to announce the winner of the Hearthstone beta key giveaway. Kaylee, take it away.
Our winner is at the Master DS. Congrats, my friend. He knew already that he won and we gave him the key. But
yes.
Unfortunately, our timing really blew. And the exact same day that he won the contest, Hearthstone went open beta, so he could have gotten on anyways. But, definitely we really, really appreciate that he went on and wrote that review for us on iTunes. And we definitely hope that the rest of you guys who listen would do us the same favor. We love you guys, and, we can only get better with your reviews and your spreading the word about us, so... Thank you.
Yes, and the review I've got right here, unfortunately, iTunes doesn't let you like copy and paste when you're in the iTunes app, which is really silly, so I had to take a screenshot, so here we go. So the Master DS left
You mean
left
Apple
iTunes.
Not letting you do something?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, I know. I knew you really? Were not an Apple person, being... so I couldn't just say go to iTunes and look, because you would not do that, you don't have it. So I took it upon myself to do that.
Any machine ever.
Yeah, I had it so I could so, check on podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do
actually.
For the other ones too. So he gave us 4 out of 5 stars, which is fine. We don't have to get perfect fives, although it would have been better if he did. But this is a mixed review, and I will take it. I like to hear. I want to hear good and bad because we want him to get better. So he says I deleted it at one point because I think I prefer Stormcast. Hey. We're out there for everybody. But then I resubscribed after deciding I wanted more listening material to stoke my Heroes of the Storm obsession. It's a good listen. They're good folk. It updates more regularly than Stormcast and is better than Nexus. Well, I don't know about that, but, we try. So so that's it. Thank you very much. I think that was a very honest and great review. I appreciate that.
That
so,
was a very honest and genuine
we're glad,
review. Yes,
we're glad we you came that. Back to us. We will try to give you what you wish, including the useless Hearthstone beta key.
I think we should chalk it up to.
Which you guys, if we have so many now. Anybody who wants one, like, send us email. We'll be happy to send you one.
Yeah. Oh, guys. Infinite. Yeah, we have infinite copies of Hearthstone beta keys.
Oh yeah, yeah. Beta keys coming out of our, you know, ears.
Yes.
I think we should chalk.
Although to his
deleting it up to me not being a part of the show yet, I think that's what it was. Let's be
honest. It must have been.
I think so. Yeah. As soon as you came back, he was like, bam, you're on the show. It's like, wow, look at that. Yeah, now it's worth listening to.
You're subscribing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm back. Back in black.
To his credit, actually, Nevik, who I, for a long time, I phrased our relationship as he was the best friend I had that I never met. He actually said that Stormcast is better. So... apparently they are better. I don't know. Yeah, he didn't say it like that.
Yeah, I guess I should listen to them, like, huh? That. I have listened to the Nexus. I guess I should listen.
I should
to
actually. Yeah, I do need to listen to Stormcast. I have to.
You should go beat them up.
I'm busy with the LCS.
I listen to far too many podcasts. My subscribe list is like 39 podcasts. It's insane. I listen to way too many podcasts. Yes.
As long as you listen.
Continue with the wrap up.
Yeah, wrap up.
That's right. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rulandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. That is nerdy with an I because it is cool. And Fimless is at Fimless. Fimless with a Y because it is not cool.
The second.
No, just kidding.
Second vowel.
Head to the show's homepage at heartofthestorm.net or Hotscast.com. Both will take you to the same page. For links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, articles written by ourselves, as well as guest bloggers such as Jaych, who helped me coin the name of the show at BlizzCon. Thank you very much, sir. You can email the show at hotscast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think, ask us questions, submit your own guest blog posts, send us fan art. If you have anything you'd like to say at all about Heroes, let us know. We want to hear it.
Hotscast is, of course, a production of the Twisted Nether Network, whose main show is the Twisted Nether Blogcast, the World of Warcraft podcast, blah, 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 that focuses on the community, the bloggers, the podcasters, and the YouTubers that make the WoW community so great, where you can hear myself and Hydra, and even a segment at the end from Rill, where we like to keep him. That show lives at twistednether.net, which I said on the show yesterday. I actually said at the end where we like to keep him. And I told him that you say that wasn't just me. I didn't.
I did.
The show lives at twistednether.net and, like Hotscast, can be found on and subscribed to via iTunes, Stitcher, and where all the finest podcasts are sold for free, of course. And if you do subscribe to the show via iTunes, even though we are not giving away any more Hearthstone beta keys, although we do have as many as you'd like. So, you know, you can have
as many as you like. Infinite.
As many as you like. Infinite.
Beta keys.
Yes. But if you do subscribe to the show via iTunes, please take a moment to rate us, and review would be great too. Rating is real quick and easy, but the review is even better. It does help us with our ranking and helps others find the show more easily and can make a decision as to whether they do want to listen. And we would like to have more listeners because that's how this whole thing works.
Yeah. So no one likes talking to an empty room. So help us out. Leave a review. We appreciate it. And we'll read it on the show as well. And everyone likes hearing their name on a show. Everybody does. I don't care who you are. You love hearing your name called out on shows. We all do.
And we'll actually read, check like, out if you send us email, show, too. We'll read it on the show.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. Someday we'll and have, like, a voicemail. We probably should set something up for that, but we haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Have to deal with it. Anything at all. Just nothing about, like, you know, enlargement medicine or anything on those. I get
if you want to talk about putting Rill and Dune at the end where we like to keep them, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I don't know anybody who would crank call voicemails of podcasts at all. I could not name.
I have no idea
that
who
I
would
know
do that.
That would do
who,
anything like
who
that.
Would do that.
That would be totally someone who has already call. Done so on this show. I don't know anybody who would have done that. Person
who
sitting
would ever do
like,
something
with
like
that,
that
Link shirt on and the, anyway. Some who, guy with a hat.
Who would actually
I think.
Take?
I don't know.
who would actually take other people's cell phones and prank call a podcast from other people's phones so that they wouldn't know it was coming from him because they knew his phone
that
number?
That is amazing.
Who would do something like that?
Can we get a Wi-Fi?
Who would do something
Wi-Fi?
Like that?
Wi-Fi. Yes.
You can check out my other show, Heroically Random, at heroicallyrandom.com, where Nevik, who is currently searching Twitter for, I guess, Trent Reznor, is very upset that CBS cut him off last night. And Nevik is upset that CBS cut off Trent Reznor last night, apparently. You can listen to Nevik and I rant and rave about, oh, what's that?
I would have been upset at getting cut off.
I didn't see it. I have no idea what happened.
LCS.
But apparently CBS cut off the end, like the whole end performance of the Grammys last night. So bravo, CBS. Good job. Yeah. You can listen to us rant and rave about Metallica. Trent Reznor's from Nine Inch Nails. What's up with Metallica?
I'm messing around. Metallica, Nine Inch Nails. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Moving on. Listen to Heroically Random. It's a great show. HeroicallyRandom.com. Yeah, also, check out Polygamerus, the all things gaming multi-platform, because you cannot play with just one show. No, show. One game. Ha! Show. Finless produces that show. It's hosted by Ninth Batter over at Polygamerus.com. Also, a Twisted Nether Network production. And as of yet, Kaylee does not do any other podcasts, but she will. One is never enough.
I posted about it on my Twitter, and I didn't get any responses. You guys are so mean.
About what? Sorry. Oh, what you should do is a show?
No, I posted a topic I was thinking about, and I asked people's opinions, and no one responded. I was like,
I might not
can't ask anybody to think. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You have to make it thoughtless. Thoughtless. Thoughtless gets responses. Thoughtful.
Yeah, shockingly, when I talked about baking cupcakes, everyone went nuts with that one. I was like, okay.
Well, there you go. A podcast about baking cupcakes. You're all set.
Welcome
there
to the internet.
Got it. Video podcast, baking cupcakes. Everybody will be all over it. You will get it'll be crazy. That,
start a cupcake video podcast, and doesn't you'll be matter. Picked up by TLC, and you'll run side by side with DC Cupcakes.
You could be like the cupcake
and I have to tell
bosses.
You, I went there. Yes, I went to Georgetown Cupcakes. My wife and I, we spent a weekend in Georgetown last year. Their cupcakes are freaking amazing. Like, wow. We bought a box of six. I think it maybe lasted 7 minutes. And these are big freaking cupcakes. Just good.
Today's chocolate cake day.
More like bowl cakes.
So do that.
Yeah. Yay, chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake day? I'm all right. I'm good with that.
I didn't have any chocolate cake.
I don't have any chocolate cake either. I have balls
of steel.
And for the audio listeners,
we've heard that. We've heard that you have.
I have balls.
Yes.
I have a blue bottle in my hand that looks very much like a Dalek.
Yeah.
It looks very much like a Dalek, and it says ball. Diet caffeine free coat. What is the point? Anyway. Wrapping up, next week will be our game streaming night, so feel free to either watch us play, and we'll either be playing League of Legends or Dota 2 live, or join in. Email us with your League or Steam names. We'll be happy to get you into the game. You can stream with us. You can talk, chat, participate. That'd be awesome, because this is one big HotsCast community.
If you want to, and also even when we're not streaming, if you want to friend us in League, just let us know. You can send us email at thehotscast@gmail.com. Send us your league name and we'll friend you. And we can invite you. Like,
without a doubt.
Nerdy was looking for an additional person to join us the other day and we didn't find anybody. Well, finally we did. But
we would love to bring
you
in
could have
some,
been included.
Some HotsCast listeners.
She would have spammed you with invites all over the place too. So.
That's right.
But yeah, actually.
So next week will be our gaming night. Go ahead.
Speaking of the assassin class, since I like to play ADC so much, if you guys want to tune in, I'll play at least a couple league matches as an ADC so you can kind of get a feel for the assassin class.
There you go.
There we go.
See? Nerdy will even
teach you how
to play.
What she's doing while she's doing it. And like,
oh, God.
This, look, I bought one of these things because that's good to buy.
Yeah,
she'll be like,
wait, can't think.
Yeah. Well, if we can, the cool thing is if we can get enough people to play, what we might be able to do is instead of having us play, we may have the three of us maybe do commentary while you guys play, and we can be on the instead of streaming the live
fun.
Part, we can stream the spectator view, and we can show you guys playing, and we can talk about what you're doing.
Stream some HotsCast,
or she can talk about what you're doing, and we can go, "Oh, that's cool," and you know, or something.
That would
like
be
that.
Too.
Yeah,
cool. Cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
They should be hugging the turret. I know that.
Yeah. Hug the turret. Yes. Right there. Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta. You just gotta jump in though.
Next game reel, I'll give
Sometimes
you another.
Sometimes you just
tip.
Gotta jump in.
It will be a different one than the
There you go.
Every week awesome. We have a new tip. A new tip for the week. It'll be. We yes. need to have one tip for the week. That should be like the name of the show. Would be like hug the turret. And each week the new tip will be the name of the show. How's that?
Listen to Hotcast.
See, then we would have to get.
We got balls and tips.
We would have to get Buxley. Involved
yes, balls and
to
balls
give
and
us
tips.
The tip of the week. Balls and,
there you
oh,
go.
Oh man. So for the time being, we are streaming Dota 2 in League match playing. But of course, we would rather be playing Heroes on these gaming nights. So once Cloaken or one of our other friends there at Blizzard can hook us up with the Friends and Family Alpha, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
If we're allowed
we'll
to stream
that.
We will be doing it. If we can.
That's a good point. It might be a closed alpha. Good point.
But if we
Until
can stream
next
it,
time,
we will.
Folks. Good night and good gaming.
Night, guys. Night. Thanks for listening.
Launch detected.